Hi, this is Debbie. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast, Deb's Memorable Moments, where you'll hear original short stories that each tell a memory of mine to the best of my recollection. I wrote them all, I read them all, I live them all. Let's get started. My mom recently made the difficult decision to have a caregiver come to her apartment every morning to help her start her day. Now we need to discuss her driving. I call the story Another Difficult Decision. Here we go. Another Difficult Decision. My mom fell and broke her hip about 9 months ago, and since that time, my husband and I have nursed her through her first surgery, moved her to an independent living facility, and then nursed her through her second surgery. It seems the doctor in the emergency room made a bad choice when he inserted screws in her hip, and she had to endure a second surgery approximately 3 months after the first and have a full hip replacement. So she's only been living in her new place with a regular routine for a short time. Her hip has healed nicely, but because of her Parkinson's disease, she has a caregiver come to the apartment every morning to help her start her day. This was a very difficult decision for her, as it makes her feel like she's losing her independence. Her car has been parked in front of our house since the week she first fell. My husband and I have been taking turns driving it around. I call my brother and ask his opinion about the car. "I don't think she'll be able to drive again," I say. "Even on her good days, she moves very slowly. I think she could really hurt someone or herself if she drives." "Has she said anything to you about it?" he asks. She hasn't actually asked for the car back, but she does confirm with us on a regular basis that we're driving it occasionally. "I trust your opinion," he says. "I haven't seen her in a few weeks, but if you think it's not safe for her to drive, I'm with you." During my next visit, my mom asks me, "Did you drive my car here today?" "Yes," I answer, "and I think we should have a discussion about the car." She looks at me quizzically. I take a deep breath. "I think it's very unlikely you'll be able to drive again." "Why not?" she asks. "Well," I answer, "I don't think you have the reflexes for it anymore. Things happen on the road in the blink of an eye. I'm afraid you wouldn't be able to stop in time or veer to the side to avoid hitting something or someone." I can see tears forming in her eyes, which of course makes tears form in mine. "I think you should consider selling the car." "No," she says, and I drop the subject. When I get home, I share our mom's response with my brother. "I can call and talk to her about it," he offers. "That's a good idea," I reply. "Sometimes she listens better to you than she does to me. Wait a week or so, though, since we just discussed it today, and I don't bring the subject up again." About 2 weeks later, she suddenly tells me that she's ready to sell the car. "We can take care of that for you," I answer. I don't ask why she changed her mind, because it really doesn't matter. But clearly, this is one of those times she listened better to him than she did to me. And I'm okay with that. One of the first things I learn when our mom is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease is this. Just because my brother lives a plane ride away doesn't mean he doesn't love and care about her as much as I do. He was a wonderful son, and he's still a wonderful brother. Please share my podcast with family and friends. Give me a good rating or review, and subscribe. New stories are coming out each week on Fridays. Next week's story is called Baby Number Two. Yep, I'm pregnant with our younger son, and after he's born, I very quickly adjust to my new life as a mother of two. Support my podcast and help spread the word by using a mug, a keychain, or another item with my logo on it. They're available at my website, debsmm61.com, where you can also learn more about me and check out the Dancing Debbie. Follow me on Instagram at debsmm61. My husband drew all the pictures. Each and every story has its own picture. Before I go, I want to thank my entire family and all my friends for being so supportive during this project. Specifically, though, my husband for drawing all the pictures for my podcast, my children and daughter-in-law for encouraging me to continue writing, even though I'd never done it before, and my younger son for taking the time to teach me how to turn my stories into audio and inspiring me to find the creativity I never knew I had. Story music for Another Difficult Decision is called Our Stories by Lemon Music Studio. I found it at Pixabay. It's superficially edited. The link is in the podcast description. Intro-outro music is by Michael Puri Jr. His contact info is at my Instagram account, DebsMM61. His link is at my website, DebsMM61.com. Deb's Memorable Moments is a production of Creative Debbie, LLC.